This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, since my stupidity is above average, I've obviously taken lessons. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did you miss me last night? Because I was out at the... No Safe Spaces event. Great premiere in Los Angeles. I got to meet some great people and got some great interviews coming up for you. Well, I think they're good interviews. Short, but good. I don't believe in tying up the line when I'm there. You know, there's other people want to hear them as well. But we spent a few minutes with Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, and a few others like that, and just had a good time. So it's a movie you have to see. There's no way around it. I'm telling you. I can't tell you how many conservatives that I was with last night who said, oh, my God, I didn't know this was going on. I'm sitting here thinking, aren't you listening to my show? What is wrong with you people? We talk about this every night. Every single night there was a story that we do off a college campus or somewhere else where freedom of speech is being, squelched, pushed down, stopped, whatever you want to call it. It's a problem. And unless we get on it, we're done. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the second hour, I am going to do a little information about Veterans Day. Now, I missed it yesterday, but really, everybody, you must have been Veteran Day'd out. But I think we need to talk about it, how it came about, what it is, why we should honor it. And we'll talk about it in the next hour, but there's hockey, I guess, I don't know the guy. Yeah, but he's a hockey announcer, a legend in Canada. And he came out and made a very non-threatening. That sounds terrible. Not anything. There was no reason for anybody to get upset over it. I'm not telling you what it is. You have to come back and find out. But, I mean, sincere. And he lost his job. People can't take anything anymore. It really is quite infuriating. All right, one of the things I've been talking about on a regular basis on the show, I get poo-pooed by you young people. I get poo-pooed by you parents that are full of yourselves. You know, some of you guys who really believe it because you think it to be true, it must be true. Here, how do you think these parents feel? A young man had to have a double lung transplant. You know why? No, not because he's smoking cigarettes. Because he was vaping. And we're seeing more and more and more and more and more and more and more problems with vaping. You want to sweep it under the rug, say it's no big deal, at least it keeps it from smoking? Let me tell you what. Put them on cigarettes. Yeah, you heard me. At least they can go 40, 50 years before they get any kind of lung issues, lung cancer, or anything else along those lines. I mean, seriously. And some of you have written me when I've talked about this in the past and chastised me for doing it. Well, if it wasn't so serious, I'd be doing like, you know, nee, 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 I told you. What do you think? I have to be right? That's not the point here. The point is you have got to be a parent. How about we start off there? Let's just start off being a parent. Wouldn't that be really cool? 17-year-old boy is believed to be the first person in United States history with vaping-related injuries and had to receive a double lung transplant. The boy whose family described him as a student athlete who loves sailing and playing video games with friends underwent a transplant in October. He was in the hospital for about a month. The teenager faced imminent death had he not received a lung transplant. the surgical director, Hassan Nami, of thoracic organ transplant at Henry Ford Hospital. He was among the team of doctors who performed the boy's surgery. E-cigarette or vaping-associated lung injuries, also referred to as E-Valley, have sickened more than 2,000 people. Now, listen, this is 2,000 people that we know of. This is 2,000 people that have said they had these problems, that they've connected it to. Doesn't mean that's all there is. Sickened more than 2,000 people in the U.S. since March. Now, that's according to the CDC, not some right-wing outlet, right? Almost 40 people have died from this. In Michigan, the State Department of Health and Human Services reported there has been 46 cases of vape-related lung injuries, including one death. These patients have reported a history of using e-cigarette or vape products. Many got sick as they used a vape product that contained THC. It's a chemical that causes most of the marijuana's effects. You know, I don't know when we're going to get it. No, really. I mean, first of all, your lungs are made for air, oxygen, not water, not vapor, not smoke. And if this cannabis oil, or, you know, if you're going to start saying, well, how are they supposed to get it? It makes it, you know what? The oil works just as well. Did you know that? And you don't have to vape it. You don't have to put it in your lungs. It works just as well. Hospital wouldn't disclose what type of vape products the boy who received the double lung transplant used, nor could it provide any information about him. I don't blame him. I wouldn't have either. But they did show the images of his lungs before and after the double lung transplant. One person said, what I saw in his lungs is nothing that I have ever seen before. I've been doing lung transplants for 20 years. There was inflammation. Now, wait a minute. Let me go back to that. I went over that too fast. The doctor said he's been doing this for 20 years. He's never seen anything like this before. He's been doing this for 20 years. So for those of you who say, anybody could have got this, no, apparently not. I'll take the real surgeon, the real lung surgeon, over the Facebook lung surgeon any day of the week. The teenager was first admitted September 5th to Ascension John Hospital in Detroit. They thought he had pneumonia, but he got worse. He went to Children's Hospital. He was placed on a machine called an ECMO. Right? Still didn't help. And again, this poor boy now needs a double. Check out your kids. Find out what they're smoking. Vaping is not good. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. Joe Mastin, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mastin here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mastin. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
We are back.
He was a top man.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us. Now, listen, you hear me talk about these guys all the time, even when he's not on, and it's always good. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I love having him on with me. He's out there protecting your rights, protecting my rights from the loons that would try to take them away from us. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
You know, I got to tell you, first of all, because we get into it and I forget, so let's just kick it off from the beginning. Tell people what it is that PJI does and who they are.
Sure. PEJI stands for Pacific Justice Institute, and we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. We handle more cases on the left coast, in particular, defending faith, family, and freedom than any other organization in the country, but we have attorneys all across the United States. We have a major case in going on in Florida, another one in New York, and we're just handle these cases all without charge. And we're unique in that we don't just take on the big cases, Joe. Our goal is to make sure that everyone gets help when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. And we always do it without charge. And we have great resources, free resources like opt-out forms to protect kids in public schools, a checklist on how to protect your kids from social workers wanting to take your kids or threatening to take your kids from your house, how to protect your kids from social workers. A lot of great resources on our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org.
And one of my favorite, how to take back your schools. Don't forget that one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Reclaim Your School. It's a book. It's free download. It's available with a free download, and it's right there on our website. And people use that, and many, many people across the country have used that to really have a positive response to schools and changing policies, et cetera. And it's very proactive, and we're very optimistic that it's going to continue to be used.
You know, I had a couple of parents, and you know that I'm a member on the school board, and I had a couple of parents approach me and ask me how I stood on vaccines. And I said, look, I'm not going to tell you how I stand on vaccines. I'm going to tell you that if you want to change it, I don't even want to know where you stand, but I can kind of know by the way they approach me, right? I said, but until you start bringing in or electing the right people, you're not going to win one way or the other. It's just that simple. Now, I didn't talk to you about this ahead of time, but California is mandating vaccines on children, soon on adults, I would imagine, if they get away with it. Can this really stand in Supreme Court? I mean, can they force you to put drugs into your kid's body and into your body as well?
Unfortunately, yes, they can, and that's the case law. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're investigating very extensively on different legal angles in order to challenge this from, and yet the case law is real clear there. The courts have upheld the ability for the state to have these kind of vaccine mandates. That said, we have pledged to defend and represent any parent who has a letter from an MD, from a medical doctor, who signs off on the fact that their particular child has medical issues or heritage or genetic issues or family histories that would not make this advantageous and potentially dangerous to the health and safety of the child. If parents have that letter from a doctor, we at Pacific Justice Institute will step in and represent them without charge against the state of California to protect that child with specific needs or risks.
Yeah, it's just amazing when I read some of these parents and their pleas, and we don't care what they are. We don't care what religious background they are, what party they belong to, whatever it is. I have people asking me from all walks of life, how do I stop this? How you got to move out of state. Because you're not going to stop it here. Not anytime soon, anyhow.
Also, Joe, I want people to understand that there's different places on that spectrum. You know, some parents will say, okay, we'll let our child have the polio vaccine and some others initially. But there's like 21 vaccines, including hepatitis B and HPV. I mean, things that are irrelevant for a little baby, I mean, prior to puberty for the most part. I mean, and yet they're flooding these little children with these. And the brain doesn't have a brain barrier to adequately really protect itself until the child is the age of 5. So it's very logical and reasonable for parents to want to hold back at least some of these vaccines until later in the child's life. The law in California allows that so long as the child's not enrolled at a public school or a private school. So they can sort of wiggle that probably up to the age of 5, assuming, you know, but it's very problematic and it's very unreasonable what the state of California has done. Very, very extreme, and that's why we at Pacific Justice are willing to stand up for parents who are in that situation and need to have that protection.
All right, so let's hit some of the things that are going on right now at the Supreme Court. Plenty of things came in front of them or are coming in front of them. Today was the DACA case, is my understanding. I didn't get to see it,
yes.
Didn't get to take time with it. But it was really funny because while it was going on, I walked into a store and the guy knew who I was. And he says, hey, what's your take on DACA? Where were you at? And I said, wow, I haven't been asked that question in a while because I thought it was a dead issue. But here's the deal. And I know some of my listening audience is going to get mad at me, but you cannot just take every one of those kids, send them home, because their home is here, some of them. Their parents brought them here illegally. I got that. But they don't know any place. Some of them didn't even know they were legal until they went to get their driver's licenses. Some of them have served in the service. I mean, I don't know how the Supreme Court's going to rule on this. But if they rule strictly on the law, they rule against DACA, don't they?
Oh, yes. The executive branch, I mean, this DACA was just created by President Barack Obama. He just wrote it into existence, proclaimed it. It didn't pass the House and the Senate. He had a rational basis of support, and he could do that. That was legal. In the same way, though, the subsequent president, so long as they have some kind of rational basis, can say, you know what, I think this is a bad idea, bad policy. It's too extreme, whatever. And can revoke that, which is what President Trump did. Separate from whether or not there needs to be some DACA protection, and even the Trump administration says, hey, there needs to be something here worked out more reasonably and better constructed, that's totally separate from the legal rights of a president to do what they feel is in the nation's best interest. And that's what this is about, and that's why I'm convinced that we're going to have a five-vote majority upholding the president's right and legal authority to do that.
We're going to talk about that more under the side of the break. You know, executive orders, do they stand forever? I want you to think about that. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Supreme Court, justices heard arguments on the Trump administration's efforts to end DACA, the federal program that shields so-called dreamers, immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from being deported. 29-year-old Martin Patel Vidal is the lead plaintiff. The nursing assistant from New York came here with his mom when he was 7.
She wanted us to have an education. She wanted us to have opportunities that, unfortunately, in Mexico, it would not be possible. So that's why she decided to bring me to the United States, you know, at the age of 7, which is great because, honestly, I would not be here if it wasn't for her.
Javier Becerra is California's attorney general.
No one is above the law, and everyone must respect the law. We learn from a very early age there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. The federal government tried to terminate the DACA program the wrong way.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, that's, I guess it's a kick out of that song. Because some of you old-timers know what I mean when you used to put the record on and then you spin it faster so it would sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Yeah, that's kind of what that album. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're with me. I mean that. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Also, if you want text alerts as opposed to the email, because a lot of you don't want the email. You get enough of them. I know I get enough of them already. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right, let's bring him on. I always enjoy it when he's with me. Brad Dacus is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. They're doing some great things for you and I across this country. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so we had just touched on DACA before we went to break. And one of the things I asked you during the break, and it's always people will ask it, is now, this is an executive order. This is a president who writes an order that really, for all intents and purposes, flies right in the face of existing law. So he's technically rewritten law almost as a dictator, if you would. Now, you said that that's legal. It's legal for him to write an executive order. It's up to others to challenge that order in court. So for a president to reverse that order shouldn't really be a big deal, should it?
You're right, and it's done all the time. So the in fact, most people looking at this, most analysts, contend that if this was anyone but Trump in the White House issuing this executive order to repeal Obama's executive order, they'd just go, oh, well, okay, that's what he chooses to do. But it's because President Trump did this is what's really, I think, behind a lot of this fury. You know, if you look at all the other countries in the world, they don't have DACA. In those countries, if parents, if two American parents with, you know, smuggled their kids into a country illegally, the parents were there illegally, the kids were there illegally, and down the road they got caught, those kids and the parents would be booted out. It doesn't, in Mexico, Guatemala, Peru, Zimbabwe, whatever. I mean, we are the only nation in the world with any kind of this kind of policy which says if parents smuggle their kids in illegally, then somehow the kids get to stay. they get to stay. It is, and we may want to have, as a matter of policy and compassion, certain policies to take that in consideration. Great, it's called grace. But as far as the law is concerned, it's totally unfounded internationally to have something like DACA. And to mandate that and to say it has to be enacted, and the president, Obama's enactment of it has to become final for generations to come and cannot be stopped, is ludicrous when you understand the powers of the executive branch and the limited powers of an executive order like that.
Yeah, it's really funny because I heard some of the transcript of what was said today in court, and it seems like it's really funny how the liberal justices are trying to find a way around the law itself. And,
right,
you know, with the questions that they were asking and what have you. And again, it goes back to what you said a second ago. Look, here's the way I see it. Just like when the Supreme Court makes a ruling, here it is. Maybe the president sees an injustice in the bill. Maybe he sees that it needs to be changed, needs to be tweaked. And that's what the executive order is for. And at that point in time, Congress should take it back up and fix it. That's kind of how I see it. And I think if the president wipes out the DACA, the executive order for DACA, they're going to have to take it back up, aren't they?
Right. And I think that that this president has already made it clear he wants something like DACA, but he wants it a part of a comprehensive package to deal with immigration fully and completely and move on. And some in Washington don't want that to happen. They want to continue this as an issue, and they do not want comprehensive reform, and that's unfortunate. Those are the ones who are stopping comprehensive reform are the real perpetrators for why so many of these young people are not going to have any DACA at all after everything's all said and done, and that's a shame.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's just touch on something about the Supreme Court, and I try to drive this home with people. The Supreme Court comes down with rulings/opinions. They don't make law, right? And technically, they're supposed to look at a law and make sure that it lines up or falls in line with our Constitution. Am I right so far?
That is correct.
Okay. So when they come up with an opinion or ruling, for all intents and purposes, it should go back to the legal body that oversees that, and they should either come up with another law, rewrite that, do what they need to do to make it come in line with the Constitution should they want to. Correct?
That is correct. After the Supreme Court declares a law is unconstitutional, then it's up to the legislators to draft a new law and to make it worded in a way that will meet constitutional muster.
Right. So let's just, and I'm just bringing this one up because it's the hot button, but let's just take Roe versus Wade. And all we ever hear is it's settled law, but it really is never settled law. Again, it's an opinion, right? So technically, Congress could write another law similar to that encompasses that law. I mean, that encompasses that ruling or that opinion, correct?
It is possible that Congress could come up with a law that in some way recognizes or mitigates the issue of Roe versus Wade in terms of women's reproductive rights. But more likely than not, such a law would be very difficult, I think, to construct. I think what's really going to be needed here at the end, Joe, is the Supreme Court to look at the foundation of Roe versus Wade. The basic decision in Roe versus Wade is basically they're saying, well, golly gee, based on medicine and all, we don't know when the unborn is a human being. So we're just going to say that they're not a human being and say a woman can abort their child. That is basically a decision saying we're ignorant and we don't know, so therefore we're going to presume the worst-case scenario for the unborn and block any state from having any debate on the topic. What's going to happen is Roe versus Wade eventually is going to get overturned. It is a very flimsy foundation of a decision for a decision. Supreme Court, especially with modern medicine, is going to dice and slice it eventually, and it's going to go back to the states, and states are going to decide personhood, as they've had in the past, when defining when someone commits murder. It'll be the same as defining when someone is entitled to protection with regard to the right to life. It'll flow, and that's, I think, what we're going to see eventually.
Yeah, and again, I know we weren't kind of originally going to go down this road, but this is a question that comes up in our conversations and my debates on a regular basis with Roe versus Wade. Again, they could come up with a bill, a new law, a new bill, whatever you want to call it, that would put a curtail at what week or what weeks they could have an abortion from within. You know, the original
right.
intent, the original ruling was not for third-term abortions, correct?
Right. Well, they had three different – they ended up having three different segments, and based on those three segments, the rights of states would be limited. The farther along development, the more limits, presumably, on the more empowerment for states to enact laws and things to give protection, for example, partial birth abortion bans by states. Those are constitutional when we're talking about the third trimester or even the point of viability. So the bottom line is, yeah, states do have rights to pass laws. And I think in the end, states defining a human being as when their heartbeat starts for the unborn is very logical. It has a rational basis. I think it's going to pass constitutional scrutiny when the Supreme Court takes it up.
And this is going to be a fight on the other end. See, originally they used to fight this that God didn't want it to happen. This is going to end up being a science fight, isn't it?
Yeah, to some degree. But we had tremendous ignorance in science back in 1973
right.
as to the development of the born. You know, they weren't aware that the unborn early on was able to feel pain, had much earlier on developed neurological, even the brain processing. So now that we have a much keener understanding of it, the analysis used before is just way out of date, illogical,
yeah.
and it clearly needs to be reexamined from a humanitarian human rights perspective, looking at all the scientific data that we have regarding pain and the other factors defining when it's humane
right.
to protect the unborn.
All right, so real quick, because we're coming up on the break, debate time. How much time do you have to put your argument forth? Now, I know they can ask questions for hours, but how much time do you actually have to put it out there?
As far as before the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, it's interesting. When an attorney starts to make their argument before the Supreme Court, what happens, they usually are interrupted after about maybe 2-3 minutes. And that's it. So they've got to be really quick with their points. They're very quickly interrupted.
All right.
And it was questioned.
We'll clean it up on the other side of the break, and then we'll get to some other issues that we want to talk about. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Brad Dacus with me. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, thank you. Thank you for being loyal, for joining us every night. Head up to the website. All kinds of stuff you can do up there. Give me your email address. Sign up for text alerts. You can make a donation. Skip one cup of coffee. Send it to Joe. Seriously, I just so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's bring back Brad Dacus. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Every week he joins me to tell, you know, the big deal is you people, yes, you heard me, you people, and you'll know the joke behind that later on, is you've got to pay attention. Your rights are being chipped away at. Even under President Trump, in many areas, your rights are being chipped away at. It's not like he could just, unlike Obama, it's not like he just write an edict and take care of everything. So you have to pay attention to what's going around you. You have to know what's happening. That's why I bring Brad in, because I don't have a clue. That's why he's around. Brad, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about the, you know, we're seeing the anti-Semitic boycotts going on of Jewish products by the EU, of all places.
Yes, yes. This is very disturbing, what's come down. It started with France, and France was putting labels on products that were produced by Jews living in the West Bank, the Golan Heights, Western Jerusalem. They had these this little label that had to be put on all products coming from those places, saying that this was from an Israeli-occupied territory. Now, if it was someone who is a Muslim from those places, the West Bank, Golan Heights, West, et cetera, West Jerusalem, then there was no requirement for such a label. And it was specifically targeting Jews and who made products. They wanted this label on it so that people throughout the European Union would know about it and would not buy products made by Jews in these places.
Even though I'm saying this, Joe,
it sounds like I'm reading something from a history book. And I don't have to go into more depth than that for people to understand what I'm talking about. It's very alarming. They came up with this policy saying that if someone alleges that something is being produced in some place where there's tyranny or occupation wrongfully by another country, then you can have these labels mandated throughout the European Union. Well, they're implementing against Israel, but they're not implementing it regarding other countries that have tyranny or occupation, et cetera. It's just Israel. It's anti-Semitic, and it's very dangerous if it's allowed to continue, particularly if the United States allows people to get elected to office that have a blatant anti-Semitism feelings against Israel and against Israel's government. And unfortunately, we know that there are some running for office who have made such expressions in the past.
Well, we've seen it happen on college campuses where, college groups have voted to keep certain products off the campus because they're made by Jews or made in Israel. This is just nuts. I mean, these are the same people screaming equality on a regular basis, and here they are being shooing or taking certain products off the campus because they belong to another certain group. It's just amazing to me. They're really confused.
It really is. I mean, there's nothing requiring a product coming from Gaza to state this comes from a territory occupied and run by a terrorist organization, the Hamas. I mean, that's not required, or from communist China, or even from a disputed territory between Pakistan and India. There's so many, or in the Middle East, and so many countries there in the Middle East, unlike Israel, that are oppressive of people because of their rights and their liberties and their free speech or freedom of religion. So this is clearly anti-Semitic, and it's most unfortunate in how it's discriminating against Jewish people in the Middle East, and particularly in Israel.
It was funny because I was reading a piece where they called there were a couple of college campuses that wanted to take those products off the shelf and make them unaccessible there at the college, and yet they called, I want you to think about this, they called Dennis Prager anti-Semitic, which is why they didn't want him on campus. Now, I don't know what you're smoking, I don't know what you're drinking, I don't know how low your IQ is, but that can't make any sense, no matter how you think about it or push towards it, but anyway. Hey,
right.
Quick, this is a legal question, which I think is just, I've never stepped foot in law school, and this can't possibly be allowed. So San Francisco and there's other cities that actually have legal, now think about this, legal injection centers. Now, at first you say, well, okay, we're trying to keep them in one place, we're trying to understand what they're doing and all that, but the reality is it's illegal, it's an illegal substance. It's an illegal federal substance that they're allowing them to use in a legal manner. This is confusing.
Yeah, especially in view of the fact that such injections needs to be conducted by someone who is licensed in the medical profession. Now, someone who's licensed in the medical profession is not legally protected to administer illegal drugs to individuals. Now, there's certain programs, they have certain medications to help people get off drugs, but to actually administer illegal drugs, and someone in the medical profession to do so in violation of federal law is it's illogical and it's illegal. You know, but then California is also the state that has enacted "quote unquote," sanctuary cities, which are basically criminal enablement cities, yeah. Totally in violation of federal law, completely in violation, and those who carrying it out are could be criminally prosecuted under federal law for aiding and abetting such criminals in the process, and yet that's being carried out in California. Via the state law and the state statute. So we do have a very convoluted disrespect for our laws, our legal system. In the long run, this could be very dangerous as we want to have a nation of law and order and based on law and not on something else.
No. And listen, let's stretch it out a little bit longer here. In Philadelphia, a judge just ruled that it, ready for this one? An injection site does not violate federal law. And I said, wait a minute. Whoa. If the drug that they're injecting is against federal law to have, then how can an injection site not break federal law?
Yeah. That's judicial enablement. Yeah, it's a shame we have judges like that in this country. And the good news is that we have a lot of great new federal judges who do respect a nation of laws being appointed by this president. And that's hope. That's the hope for the future.
I can't hold myself together with this stuff. It's just amazing to me. All right. We have a man that's been arrested for evangelizing in an Oregon mall. Now, the only thing I say, and I don't know anything about this case. You're going to go on with it in a second here. But, I mean, if he is standing in the middle of the mall, and he's screaming that, you know, if you don't have Jesus, if you don't accept Jesus, you're going to hell. Is that okay?
Well, yeah, you can have certain noise issues, certain levels of noise restrictions that could be, implemented. But we're talking about in Oregon, and this applies to seven states, the inside of a shopping mall and where you have the common areas, the eating areas. You know, seven states, including Oregon and California and some others, have called this a quasi-public forum. That is, individual stores, yeah, that's one thing, okay? That's, stores can boot people out as they see fit. But common areas that are made to act like a park, to function like a park, that become basically community gathering places deliberately and function that way, are treated as quasi-public forums, where the owners of these malls can't just arbitrarily boot people out because they heard them discussing their faith with someone or handed someone a gospel tract. That's what happened in Oregon. And this man we're representing was actually arrested and is being criminally prosecuted, and at least I say was being criminally prosecuted. We at Pacific Justice Institute stepped in, and we got the charges dropped, fortunately.
Wow. It's amazing, but if he was there screaming against capitalism in a place that was built by capitalism, they probably would have left him alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's in that circumstance, probably. But yeah, you're probably right. But this is pretty pathetic. You can't, share something with someone, and it's because of your faith you're going to be booted out and treated like a second class citizen. Hopefully, that shopping mall in Oregon will realize that's not lawful, at least in the state of Oregon.
Yeah. All right. Tell people again about PJI and how they get it, and how they get information, how they help you. I mean, that's the other thing. You need, people love your organization. Well, great. Help them out.
Yes, we do our work completely without charge, and that's because, Joe, of the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas out there, also about 140 churches that support the work of Pacific Justice Institute, often on a monthly basis, and often not a large amount, but just they're there faithfully trudging along with us as a part of our team. People can just go to pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org.
Brad, thanks so much for being with me. I really appreciate your time with me. Hey, people, next hour, listen, it's going to be Vet Hour. We're going to talk about Veterans Day. I mean, I know it's a day late, but you know what I was doing yesterday. And I want some vets to call and tell me how you feel about how people are just kicking the flag, kicking our rights all over the place. We'll be back in a little bit.